Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
We're going to get a show out today here. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to In You All Along. My name is Pete. Stay tuned for lots of music and a lot of things to say. Okay. There we go. So, taking a step back from any upcoming ranting and raving, I'm just going to tell you your favorite thing to know, which is that we have, boy, do we have equipment problems down here. We have one CD deck going. I rely pretty heavily on the CD decks down here, so I am literally running from room to room, piecing together a backup plan, and I think I've got it going. No more running for me today. So that's all out of the way, and I can say to you now, your favorite words to hear on the radio, which is the views and opinions that you might hear during this hour of radio here on this show called In You All Along, are not necessarily those of Tufts University or of WMFO or of anybody except me, but I have a feeling you might share a few of them. So anyway, before we get to that, before we get to the ranting and raving, let me just tell you, you just heard from Far Corners with Screwing Them Down from their excellent split with Germ House from 2019 on the Fuzzy Warbles label. Prior to that, we heard from the Scissor Girls with Gunios. That's off of their 1994 To the Imaginary Layer on Skeletons. Prior to that, we heard from Shellac with You Came and Me from 2014's Dude Incredible, favorite of mine over the past 6 or 8 months. Been giving it a lot of personal listening time. And we started out with the Faith Healers with New Number 2 off of their live Peel Sessions record from back in 2005 on the Bada Bing label. That gets us caught up. We've got Yola Tengo with the Seahorse off of the Sounds of Science behind me right here from 2011. And let me tell you, I didn't know how to come into the station today because I was too mad. I couldn't think of anything to put together. All these songs are kind of angry, except what's behind me right now is the cooling off period. But I'm angry today, and I if you're not angry today, then you're not paying attention to the rights of women that have been gutted here in the United States. Absolutely gutted. I've been reading so much and I can't stop. And the most chilling thing that somebody said that I read today was that for the first time in generations, women have fewer rights than their mothers and their grandmothers. And on behalf of the United States, I apologize to the women of the United States. I don't know what else to do. We are collectively responsible for this. We failed. We have failed the women of the United States. And I'm mad. And if you're not mad, then again, like I said, you're not paying attention, or you have a different understanding of respect for your fellow human beings. So I am using my bully pulpit here to say something about it. And I hope that my fellow DJs, my fellow on-air personalities, the other people here at WMFO and elsewhere that have access to the airwaves, that have access to a voice that's heard beyond their own immediate circle, use that voice to speak out. Just beyond words today. I'm angry at our political establishment for for decades of falling behind on this, watching themselves be manipulated and used and outmaneuvered to make this ridiculous gutting of human rights in the United States possible. Shame on you. Shame on you, our politicians, our political establishment of both parties, for allowing this to happen. I told you I was mad. We've been let down. And I'm so very, very angry and sorry for the women of this country. And I am just repeating myself now. So, gonna move it along and play you a little bit more music. Take a little walk around the studio, get my head together, and try to move on. And if you have not known about it, if you do not know about it already, coming up at 6 o'clock down at the State House, there's a big demonstration going to go on. I expect to see thousands upon thousands of people down there, and I hope to see you. All right.
Fall into a dimension. Listen up, I'm about to get listen up, I'm about to get
flared my sleeves as I drove home again.
Okay, I took a walk, like I said, try to clear my head. Turns out, still mad. And like I said, if you're not mad today, you're not paying attention. And if you're not mad today and you are paying attention, then you and I have different ideas of respect for human rights. And this might not be the show for you. It might not. But anyway, as I said earlier, and to whoever's calling right now, I am, in fact, unable to take your phone call because I am announcing the songs. So please try to call back when there's music playing. Anyway, we just heard from Theoretical Girls with Mom and Dad from their Theoretical Record compilation. Of their tracks from 1976 to 1981 that was released back in 2002. Prior to that, we heard from Nico Case with Fox Confessor Brings the Flood from the album of the same name from 2007 or 2006. I have two different dates for that. I don't know which one is correct. I'm not super concerned about it right now. But anyway, prior to that, we heard from Lush. One of my favorites, Lush, always good for a good angry track, with Hypocrite from 1994's Split on the 4AD label. I can't believe that's from 1994. I remember when that album came out and I was so, so very psyched. Oh man, oh man. We opened up that set with Scanner versus DJ Spooky with Uncanny off the Beggar's Banquet T4 2000 compilation. I think that's a Beggar's Banquet compilation. Yes, indeed. Correctamundo is your DJ. Except when I told you earlier that at 6 p.m. that there's going to be a march down at the State House, I was incorrect. It's going to be at Copley Square. Go down there and be angry about the giant step backwards the United States took today in being a modern nation with protections for citizens. We've left, as far as I'm concerned, we have left, we've kind of left the modern world. And some would argue we'd done that a long time ago, but we are not the same country anymore, in my opinion, because we have, again, like I said, gutted the human rights of a majority of our citizens are women, and we have gutted their human rights. Well, you might say, well, that was the Supreme Court that did that. Well, the Supreme Court, appointed by the President and the Senate, of course, confirmed by the Senate, who were elected by us. And you say, well, I didn't vote for them. Well, you were part of the electorate that made it happen. You and I both. I'm not absolving myself here. I've got this on my hands just as much as you do, which is why I'm going to go down to Copley Square when this show is over. I don't know. I don't know what the next step is. I don't know what the next steps are. We have half of the country suddenly in a dire circumstance, and the other half in precarious circumstances. And if you look at the list of other court cases involving human rights that are up for consideration, it is chilling. This slippery slope is not done. We have not hit bottom. Best not be complacent. I told you I was going to be mad today, and I still am. Oh, man, oh, man. All right. On to some more music.
family, I'm beat up, but going strong. Unstoppable fire off my tongue, and the path ahead that's long will get me at the end where I belong. Cause I've seen ship of fools sinking in our dunes as I dragged my coffin on the road. Them all look down at me, but I got all the help I need. Cause the last one goes the hope. Last one goes the hope. Searching for its ring in a city of ruins. Pasarán. Hey, chavale, no riedorian. Hey, venceremos, все равно мы победим. Cause I've seen ship of fools sinking in a dunes as I dragged my coffin on the rope. Them all look down at me, but I got all the help I need. Cause the last one goes the hope. Oh, last one goes the hope. Oh, last one goes the hope. Oh, last one goes the hope. Yeah. last one goes the hope. Last one goes the hope. Oh, last one goes the
do all the things that I can do. John, we can't keep putting this off.
Okay, I'll clean the gutters.
I'm talking about your dad.
Well, what can we do? He wants to stay in his house.
We can make his house safer.
Yeah, I worry about the steps.
Perfect world, there are no steps, but he does have steps. And that banister only goes halfway up. And all those little throw rugs are falls waiting to happen.
So what about his prescription meds? If he forgets and takes them twice, he could get really dizzy.
Right. We could get him one of those daily pill counters. And he should have some sturdy hand grips in the bathroom and shower. This is all easy to do.
You know he's a proud guy. He's not going to take all our fussing lying down.
That's the idea.
For older people, falling and breaking a hip can be devastating. For more tips on making homes safer, visit orthoinfo.org/falls. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association.
Now please clean the gutters. Just be careful on the ladder.
All right. It's been an interesting show in all kinds of ways. By the way, thank you to listener Kier, always reliable for a phone call at the most inopportune times. I still appreciate them. We just heard from Nina Simone the song I used to play a lot. I used to play a lot because I used to go out and do a lot of interview segments and people standing up for the rights of the oppressed in one way or the other, and I kind of had to dig that one out. This is time. That was I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free from 1967's epic album Silk and Soul. Prior to that, we heard from Devin Davis with Iron Woman. From 2020's Lonely People of the World Unite on the Moose Records label. And we opened up that set with Gogo Bordello with Last One Goes the Hope from 2010's Transcontinental Hustle. I did it. I managed to get your show together today, dear listener, despite all the stuff going on. And thanks for sticking with me here. Always very appreciative when you tune into In You All Along. Hopefully, a good presence during this dark time. Hopefully gave you some stuff to think about. I don't know how you wouldn't already be thinking about them, but anyway. It's good to be able to process things together. Onward, my friends. There are people that need you. You might be one of those people, and you might not. But, it's not even the 11th hour anymore. It's past midnight. It's time to get out there and make your voices heard. Thank you so much for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station WMFO Radio Network. Stay tuned for the anti-vax conspiracy hour or 2 hours or whatever it is coming up next. And if the thing says, like it did last time, it puts my name on that dribble. You heard me. It's not me because I'm sane. Go ahead and report me. All right.
WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Good evening.